And when we walk out from there, that golden sandy beach gets wetter. It gets gradually wetter, and finally we're paddling, and we finally arrived at the edge of a vast ocean. We've arrived at the element water. I don't know about you, but for me, there's an enormous shift when we get to that point. Water isn't just a different element, the next on the list, element number two. It's another world. Water, water, see the water flow. It sparkles and it dances. And there's a kind of magical touch that comes in. The quality of liquid is utterly different, isn't it, to that of earth. The dry, solid forms of earth are hard-edged and rigid by nature. Liquid things, you know, you're going to have to use your imaginations here. You know, liquid things are not shapeless, but their shapes always come from what contains them. Water runs down this channel and that channel. It forms into pools and puddles, and it flows on and on, down and down and down, until finally it reaches the ocean. And even in the ocean, the flow never stops. The ocean flows within itself. So the practice is to appreciate this. It's to get involved in the sensation, the world of water. Not just H2O, you understand, but the whole liquid dimension of things. Rain, oil, tea, soup, mud, porridge, everything that flows. And we ourselves, of course, carry wherever we go a whole range of liquid substances. You know, we always take, for example, for some reason, we always take along some urine. We always have lots of blood with us and plenty of saliva and digestive juices. We absolutely take all that for granted. And we hardly ever even think of them as they just carry on tirelessly pumping around, doing their work, keeping us alive. We don't generally feel much in the way of gratitude. In fact, I think we tend to think of our bodily fluids as a little unclean or a little indelicate somehow, even to talk about. I think there's a definite taboo against mentioning our bodily fluids to others. Isn't that the case? And I think that feeling that we have reveals some of the conditioning that we've inherited. The conditioning that draws us into an artificial way of life. But in this meditation, we start undoing all those rather anxious, fearful complexes that we have. And we start simply accepting the elements as they are. We enlarge our awareness to include them. We remember that the elements are simply what's there all the time, and how truly odd it is that we find it so difficult to accept them. Yet, our oddness, we really do have that feeling of oddness. We really don't like to think, do we, of all that blood pumping around. Yet it never stops pumping. And so it seems to me that we need to find a way to befriend the elements. I know this is going to sound a bit peculiar, but my experience is that the elements will reciprocate our friendship somehow. And that isn't quite as bad as it sounds. I'm quite aware that the elements are not people, but they aren't things either. The elements are qualities that never exist alone. The elements coexist. They're all together, they're all of a piece. Earth and water, for example, are always warm or cold.